What is today on Easter Sunday is Ed Cox, chairman of the New York State GOP, to give us an update of what the heck is going on in the Republican Party in New York and the country. Ed, happy Easter to you and Tricia. And tell us what is going on.
John, happy Easter to you and your family, Margot and John and Yanni and AJ. What's on my mind? I'm concerned about corruption of our courts. I was a lawyer here for 35 years, and it is the best place to practice corporate and finance law. We had one of the greatest judiciary in the United States. The Court of Appeals was known as the most prestigious common law court in the nation. And what I found in our redistricting cases, which we won in the end, hands down, that the Senate corrupted our highest court here by forcing out a judge who made a decision they didn't like, forcing in a judge that they wanted over the governor's wishes. The governor has the power of nomination. They ripped it away from her, basically, using their advice and consent powers. And then their chief judge rigged a vacancy, so they got the decision they wanted. That's just and it went through a whole process and came out. And in the end, the legislature got the power to re-gerrymander as they wanted. And they said, oh, we really don't want that, because we're scared the Republicans might sue us. But that was corruption of the worst sort, and it hurts the United States. It hurts New York in the United States as the preeminent financial capital of the world.
Now, the city council, isn't it trying to appeal it?
Well, the city council, they voted for non-citizens to be able to vote in municipal elections.
I mean, how is that rational?
It's not. It's against the state constitution. It's not written in there, but it's absolutely clear that's what was intended. And we've taken that to the courts. And so far, we have won. But when the case gets up to the highest court here in New York State, we're concerned because of the way it has been rigged by the Democrats in the Senate.
Tell us, what else would you like to... You got how many congressional seats coming up in November?
We're gonna have 11 seats coming up, 12 seats actually, and at the moment we've got 10 of those seats that we hold on to, and the other another two that we would like to pick up.
Understood. What else do you want to tell all New Yorkers and all Americans?
Again, back to our court system, which is just very important to New York State and to the United States. The two cases here that are taking on Donald Trump for purely political purposes. The AG's case is under a statute that is, which does not require for fraud any intent. That's a fraud with no intent. You need intent for fraud. That is the basis of it. And without damages, the court, pushed by the attorney general, can take away your business from you. And they did it. They did it to Hank Greenberg with AIG. In the end, Hank Greenberg fought them, but it was took a lot of money and some very good lawyers. In the end, there was no fine anything else, but they basically took his business away from him.
I remember that. That was mind-boggling, that just because the New York Post put you on the front page, because the governor at that time says, you're guilty, you're indicted, he was forced to resign. Otherwise, the attorney general at the time, was it the attorney general, was going to default a major insurance company?
It was Elliot Spitzer who wanted to be the sheriff of Wall Street and then get elected governor. And it actually politically worked out for him, but destroyed a great business here in New York City. And some say it led to the Great Recession because of that.
Well, thank you, Ed Cox, and we're looking forward to getting the right thing done in New York City, New York State, for all the people, all the citizens of New York.
That's what WABC is about, and thank you for doing it, John.
Thank you.